28 songs on Stadium Arcadium, and like I said, a healthy chunk of your guitar playing. And there are kids listening all over the world right now, many of them, who look at you as true inspiration, and in many cases, you know, their favorite guitar player. You've got a very unique style, one that is your own, a direct expression of who you are at the time whenever you start playing. Just for those kids who are listening, who perhaps are aspiring guitarists, some at different levels than others, what are some of the most simple and most, you know, obvious childlike lessons that you've learned about your craft and about playing guitar over the course of your life today?
I think the most important thing is that is your love and your enthusiasm for music in general, you know. I don't think there's any rules, like I think it's helpful to learn theory and things like that, but I think as long as you put the time in, as long as you put the studying in, that's the important thing, you know. It's the love you give to it that really is going to make the difference in the long run, you know. But at the same time, I think if you're somebody who's really dedicated, you're going to want to know everything there is to know, you know. People always use that, like, Jimi Hendrix didn't know theory, so I don't need to know theory idea. But
he was
wanted,
Jimi Hendrix.
Not only was he Jimi Hendrix, but he wanted to. He grew up extremely poor, and he would have loved to take lessons if he could. If he didn't have the money to take lessons, what he did was go around asking blues guitar players questions, and he was the guy who would just drive a person crazy because he'd be asking them 30 questions in an evening, you know, about how does this work? Well, how do you do this? How do you think of this? You know? So he kind of got lessons just from talking to people and bugging them, you know, and when, you know, and he was definitely quoted as saying, like, that he'd love to take 6 months off and go to music school. So people shouldn't use that as a, you know, in my opinion, like, don't close yourself off to anything. Like, be open to learning as much as you can learn.
You've
got nothing but time to learn. Yeah, for me, like, I'm... You know, look at Flea. It's like Flea used to play trumpet and read music on trumpet when he was a kid. But lately, he started finally, like, applying that knowledge to the piano and to the bass and stuff. And now he's writing a piece for classical instruments and bass. You know, like he's writing his own form of, like, classical music now. Like, and in my case, I'm also going into studying classical music myself. Like, Flea is more in a jazz direction, and I'm more in a classical direction, but it's like, I just don't think it ever stops, that learning and that growth. You know, if you look at history, like, it's rock musicians who, you know, who waved that, like, I don't need to learn anything flag, and that end up just getting worse, you know. And you look at and you look at jazz musicians like you know, Charles Mingus, Sam Rivers, like, these people, like, as they get older, they just keep growing and changing and getting better, and like, that's because their dedication is to learning and changing and studying, and not in just, I can do this, so watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I do.
Like to me, if that's your reason for doing things, like, you're already starting off coming from the wrong place. It's not about, like, what you can show to people. It's about what you can understand, what you can love, what you can experience, what you can express, you know.
Beautifully put, John. It's been great spending some time with you again, man. Great record. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, mate.